skull and crossbones on it?
Iodine. Methylate.
Yes.
Pure chrome.
Now,
peroxide, whatever.
You might say a person got shot, and you might say the doctor did all he could, but he finally
expired. Died.
Okay.
Expired, I mean.
Died. She's been living all alone ever since her husband
died.
Well, any other ways of saying it, they would say sort of
got killed.
Okay. Passed.
Died. Passed away.
Passed away. Now you might say.
Passed away. I don't even call. Passed away is, you know, when somebody gets sick, you know, and, you know.
Okay.
Passed away means usually when you have a sickness for a long time and you finally passed away, you know.
Now you might hear
in
an old.
In terms of that.
You might hear an old son of a bitch in the neighborhood finally dying. You might say, I'm glad that guy finally. I'm glad he finally
kicked the bucket.
Kicked the bucket.
Kicked out.
Now the place where people are buried, they laid him away in the
graveyard. Cemetery.
Okay. Where'd they put him in?
Casket.
Them old time ones. You remember the ones that
vault?
Narrow at the shoulders. I mean, wide at the shoulders and narrow at the feet.
Casket.
Yeah. Call them anything else?
Pine box.
Coffin.
Coffin. Yeah.
The people who are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
Mourning. What if somebody got really worked up? You say somebody who got woman lost control of themselves. You say they were
in a frenzy,
taking on or anything like that. You know, well, you might be troubled about something, and you might say. Someone might say to you, no, it'll come out all right, just don't
worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Remember that disease that children used to get, make them cough to death, or the dip, call it dip, they'd get it.
Dip there?
Choke to death, yeah, in the throat.
And,
what about the one that made their eyes turn yellow?
Oh, I got another coughing. Oh, it's something else. The kids get their cough a whole lot to get the croup.
Croup.
Cough and cough and cough and cough. Finally they'll get sick from it. They'll cough so much it irritate their lungs and they'll get pneumonia. You know, in any kind of way you irritate your lungs, you know, you can make them susceptible to, you know, cold. You get cold in your lungs and you get pneumonia.
Yeah, and the one who, the one that made your skin and eyes turn yellow?
Hell, I don't know.
You call that yellow. You ever have that yellow jet?
Jaundice?
Yeah.
Jaundice. Heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Folks used to get a pain down their side. Huh? They said it was...
Appendicitis. Mostly in small children.
They used to die from it, folks used to die
from it. Yeah, they burst. Swell up and burst, and they didn't know what to do about it.
They didn't, What did they call it before they knew it was the appendix that caused it? Did you ever hear them talk about it? Colic or something?
Colic.
When you ate something that didn't agree with you, it'd make you
kind of uneasy, upset.
You say, stomach. I'm feeling a little, I better go lie down, I'm feeling a little
poorly.
Sick.
To my stomach.
Sick to my stomach. And you'd go over and you'd make you
vomit.
Any crude way of saying that, you'd say
up chip, puke.
Puke. All sorts of things like that.
Puke. Yeah.
When you're having especially bad